Chapter 15. On a clear morning outside Pet City, the wild rabbit animals continue to roam, and Mush is still doing all right for himself. He pounces on a small dog and tears it to pieces, scaring the hell out of the other critters nearby. Inside, Lord watches through the window, actually jealous of Mush since he hasn't eaten due to his discipline by Nico. Elsewhere, Lucky and Elsie are cozied up after a night of nookie, I guess. Suddenly, a crazy sound rings out, and we see a Pet City cat with tears in her eyes screaming out in pain. Elsie freaks for a moment, assuming that the bad kind got in somehow, but Lucky tells her it's clearly someone giving birth, and if she plays her cards right, that could be them one day. That's creepy. Elsie sends Lucky on his way and tells him to be sneaky about it. Clearly, they don't want Gigi finding out. Of course, Lucky, that sly son of a bitch, actually seeks Gigi out and pretends he couldn't find her and then starts flirting with her. The three kittens are looking at the store fish tanks and are trying to spot a fish, but they find they are completely devoid of aquatic life. They wonder what happened when Nico and some of the other cats roll up saying that they ate the fish. Nico says that when the humans abandoned the store, they left piles of food for the animals, but the fish were the first to starve, so they ate them, followed by the birds. A creepy cat comes up right behind the kittens, drooling, saying next they ate the... but he's cut off before we learn what. Gigi shows up and tells the cats to back up once again, and the cat says that they've never seen kittens this big before. What does that even mean? Nico tries to apologize on the cat's behalf, and then Lord shows up complaining that he's starving. He begs Nico to let him eat since it's been 2 days, but Nico says that Lord must wait to eat at dinner. Lord does not like that answer and keeps saying he's hungry, begging for just a small treat. He says he's dying and he can feel his stomach ache and his head hurts. Due to his whining, Nico and increases Lord's punishment to 3 closings. Elsie butts in and defends Lord, saying that Nico's rules are arbitrary, and they don't take into account situation or circumstance, and what they've been through. Lucky hears the commotion and comes in, trying to get Elsie to back down. She then throws him under the bus a little and mentions how he said that these cats are all creepy shut-ins, but Lucky denies saying it. Nico says that due to her insolence, she will not be allowed a meal for 1 closing. This just makes Elsie more defiant, daring him to increase it to 3 days, but Nico only warns her to lower her voice as there are mother sleeping and tells her there are punishments far more severe than withholding meals. At this point, a crowd of cats has formed around to listen. Elsie starts to leave when someone in the crowd slaps her hard. She just runs away, and Lucky asks the cats which one of them did it. No one fesses up, and Lucky says he's trying to follow the rules, but if they want to get violent, then he can get violent. Meanwhile, Lord's stomach is making unholy noises from hunger, and he sneaks off toward the meal prep area, hoping maybe he can sneak some food. As he makes way toward the doors, a Pet City cat gets his attention from behind a shelf. She says that this place is not safe, especially for outsiders. Although it seems like everything is structured here, Pet City did not come to order peacefully, and that they all have blood on their hands. Lord asks her why she's telling him all this, and she says it's because she still dreams of freedom. But the cats in charge here don't believe in freedom. People used to come here, and sometimes they would rescue cats into the out there. She believes if she keeps her head down, one day people may come again, and she'll have her chance at freedom. But Lord and the other outsiders are not safe because they're not able to follow the rules. She tells him that there is a way out through the front door, but he must find a switch. The large gray cat from before steps out of the meal prep room again and starts questioning the cat, asking what she told Lord. Lord is too hungry to ponder what the cat told him, and with the large cat out of the way, this may be a good chance to sneak into the room. He slowly opens the doors and finds a cat, presumably Axel, covered in blood and ripping something apart on the floor. Elsewhere, Lucky finds Elsie hiding near the registers, crying. She says she hates it here. They finally found a place where she can be alone, and there's still no peace. Lucky says this is just the consequence of being part of something. Relationships, family, everyone you get close to can mess you up. He tells her to just let the other cats fend for themselves every once in a while. They're grown-ups, after all. He says she needs to put some distance between herself and the other cats, especially Lord, who's a troublemaker. He believes she's stronger than all of them. He moves in on her, biting her neck, and she purrs at the sensation. Wow, who knew these cats would get so horny? The moment is interrupted, however, by none other than Gigi, who's caught them in the act. Lucky tries to convince her that she was just seeing things, but she isn't buying it, and gets in Elsie's face. She screams at her, saying she ruins everything, and tells her to stay away from her kids. Elsie says that she practically raised the kittens with Gigi, and this sets Gigi off. She slashes Elsie across the face, leaving bloody scratch marks. It is a full-on cat fight, literally. literally. Gigi shows her fangs and hisses and then goes in for another attack, slashing Elsie again. Finally, Elsie starts to fight back and claws at Gigi. The fight is soon interrupted by Lord, who rushes over telling them they need to run and that the Pet City cats are eating babies. Wait, what? Lucky says he must be delirious from hunger, but Nico confirms it himself, saying that they do in fact eat their young. The large cat from earlier is there as well and adds that they eat rule breakers too. He drops the corpse of the cat that spoke to Lord before. Her throat is chewed out. And that is the end of chapter 15 and the Nine Lives arc of Feral. These damn cats can't get a break. So it seems the wet food they've been serving is actually the fresh corpses of the dead. And even more disturbing, it seems that this is primarily made up of small kittens. The reason so many of the female cats in Pet City are pregnant is because they are straight up breeding their meals. Conceptually, it may be the most disturbing thing we've seen so far. Well, I hate to say it, but this is the most recent issue of Feral. We're all caught up, so this is going to be my last video for now while we wait for the next arc to release. What do you guys think will happen next? Let me know in the comments.